Back here on 102.5 The Game, Shea Weber here with us of the Nashville Predators as our playoff coverage continues. Brought to you by Dex Imaging and Mailing. And Shea, special night here on Friday night. But one thing I get the sense of, with all of the craziness and all of the catfish flying and all that gold in the stands, everybody's really excited. But you guys seem to be on a pretty even keel. You're happy to beat the Red Wings, but you get that sense that there's more work to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of work ahead of us. And I think that we, last year we took a little bit for granted after we won the first round. I think we thought we accomplished something. And we're trying to learn from that. And the task at hand here is going to be a tough team no matter who we play. And we need to make sure that we don't get too far away from the game.
Did you take a moment to enjoy it, though, as you're shaking hands there and looking up there? That was a real fun time, especially with the history that these fans have had with the Red Wings. They've always been that big brother that you've been trying to chase.
Yeah, you know what? It was a special night. I think that night was something that a lot of people around here will remember for a long time, and we just had to move past that. It was obviously a great thing and something that we're very thankful for, but now we have to move past it.
One of the things I was interested in looking in that crowd, there were some people sporting the Mohawk in honor of Kevin Klein and some of those guys there. It's been pretty interesting how that's taken off.
Yeah, we'll see how many more guys are going to go for the second round Mohawk, and Klein keeps playing the way he is, maybe more guys will.
I think you're probably right about that. But as you watch, I was watching a lot of the action there last night, just trying to figure out what's happening next. You still don't know who you're going to be playing, but one thing you know is it's going to be a tough task no matter what, because it's a fight for every inch out there. It really is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you look at all the teams that are in the playoffs, and you know that any one of the teams could win. It's not there's no favorites, and it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be a hard-fought series no matter who we play.
Did you watch any of the action? Do you try to clear the decks a little bit and just relax for a day or two?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the Chicago game last night. Just flipped it on. Nothing was else on TV, and I don't think we get too attached to it or, worried about what's going on. I think that we just enjoy watching hockey.
What was the key in your mind? Barry Trotz was talking about, for you guys in particular, not just the offensive ability, but the ability to neutralize some of Detroit's best players. He was talking about Mike Fisher and the job he did against Pavel Datsyuk. Of course, you and Ryan Suter out there a lot against those guys. What was the most important thing in trying to keep those guys at bay?
Yeah, with a team like that, you know how offensively gifted they are and how they can break out and score goals. I think our main goal was to shut them down. And the thing with our depth this year is we know that we've got enough guys that can score. And you look at the different guys that did score in that series, and we know that we've got scoring. So, it's going to be important to shut their players, top players down while trying to contribute offensively if we can.
Hal Gill, of course, not available for you in that entire series. And Barry Trotz was talking about how important it would be to get him back so that you guys can play not necessarily less minutes, but different minutes. How much would it help just to have his presence back out there?
It'll be big. I mean, obviously he plays a lot of PK minutes and top players as well, and shut them down, and it's going to be exciting to get him back.
No question about that. And, Shea, as we move forward, last thing for you, the fantasy baseball team, it's taking shape here. So many guys. You got some of your – so many guys. Yes. That was Brian McGrattan coming in from the ice, and apparently there was a trade between you and him earlier today. It's really a good thing, I guess, to have that as something to sort of get away from hockey, so you and the guys be able to, take your mind off it a little bit.
Yeah, we're giving it to each other every day, but I honestly think I got the better deal in this trade, and he's convinced that he did, and we'll just see when he's finished in last and I'm in first.
Well, enjoy this day or two before you really get back to work here. Shea, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Willie.